Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It could not come soon enough. It's been a long day. It's only Tuesday. I think it's the rain, but at least it's sunny out now, which is good, even though we're all stuck inside. But Terry Moran, you know, I was asked about this Monday on Fox News, America's Newsroom. And what I said was, I don't know for a fact if he was drinking, and I certainly don't want to say that if I don't know for sure, but certainly seems to me like maybe he was hitting the bottle with his rage tweets against the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. Well, now the New York Times, ABC News has officially cut ties with him. They said that his behavior is no longer acceptable with the standards that ABC News has, being such an unbiased source of journalism with people like, you know, the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. He had called Miller a world-class hater, accused him of eating hate. Well, ABC News cutting ties with correspondent Terry Moran. The network said on Tuesday it decided not to renew his contract. He'd worked there for 28 years. Quote, "We are at the end of our agreement with Terry Moran, and based on his recent post, which was a clear violation of ABC News policies, we have made the decision to not renew. At ABC News, we hold all of our reporters to the highest standards of objectivity, fairness, and professionalism, and we remain committed to delivering straightforward, trusted journalism." That's funny. His contract is set to expire on Friday. He was a senior national correspondent. And he conducted an interview with the president back in the Oval Office in April. And he also led the coverage of the papal conclave in Rome. Look, I don't know. I mean, ABC is owned by Disney, which is obviously owned by China. ABC, Disney, China. The Disney CEO, the new guy, Bob Iger, he allegedly told the ladies of The View, "Knock it off with your crazy partisanship." I don't believe that. I don't see any evidence of that. Based on the comments that I've heard them saying about California, and I've decided not to torture you by playing any of them, but based on what I've heard, I mean, they're all accusing Trump of starting this, of ratcheting it up and agitating this, and they're going after Pete Hegseth too. And I don't really believe that he told the ladies on The View to tone it down. I mean, that show does not do well, but as far as Disney and their woke nonsense, I mean, I haven't seen much improvement there either. So, you know, but with this, I think probably a situation where this guy's been with the network for 28 years, probably made a lot of cash because they don't pay people in TV and radio anymore. Just as a heads up, they used to before I got into this industry, and then they stopped. But there were contracts. I mean, people that got in before that time when it changed, they were making buku bucks. I talk to Dawn about this all the time because Dawn was obviously in television in Philadelphia at a time when they paid, you know, serious cashish. And they just don't hand out those kind of contracts anymore. They don't in radio either. So my opinion of this is that he was probably costing the network a lot of money. This was a good excuse to fire him, because they don't really care that he's attacking Stephen Miller. ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, they attack these guys all day long. And for them to say that it's all about journalism, when George Stephanopoulos, who was the chief political guy for Bill Clinton, the communications director, is now the ABC News chief political guy. Stop. The other thing is that NBC News owns MSNBC and CBS News. They're all the same. You hear the bias in the local news that they play or the national news that they play that I keep because I want to listen. I want to hear what they say. For me, it's research. I know sometimes people go, hey, what do you play that for? For me, I play it so I hear what they're saying and it's research and I know what the talking points are. I think it's part of my job, actually. I've always wanted to play the news for that reason, for that purpose. Remember, I can't just live in an echo chamber. If I do, then I'm not doing my job. I'm not an effective broadcaster if I don't know what the other side's saying. And I look at the media as the other side. No doubt about that. Anyway, Terry Moran is out. They probably just saved themselves. I would imagine that guy, if he was there for 28 years, was probably making millions of bucks a year. So not that hard to see. They'll bring in somebody younger, pay that person like 50 grand. And that's how it works these days. I mean, that's the crazy part about media. They are all losing money, big money, because people just don't tune in the way that they used to. The revolution that's happening now is people are going and doing their things online and people are streaming. And so they're not tuning into ABC Nightly News anymore in the way that they used to. And as a consequence of that, they can't charge the same rates to advertisers. It's not that complicated. And they can get somebody at like a smidgen of what they were paying Terry Moran to do the same biased anti-Trump nonsense that he's doing. I don't know for sure if he was drinking, but my guess is he probably was because the tweets came after midnight on a Saturday night. We've all been there. We've all on social media, maybe because you get beer muscles. You get social media beer muscles. And then you wind up saying stuff. And then, you know, it's when the next day people start deleting their tweets. But they're like when he posted those things, people started screenshotting them. That's the new thing now is people screenshot tweets that they deem to be controversial so that they have a record of them. And they go like, I gotcha. There's services there to delete tweets that were said years ago. But even those services can't get around things like the Wayback Machine, which is still able to go because everything on the internet's archived. Everything is archived. And so even if you hire a service to delete your social media history, it's still there. It's just somebody has to do a little bit more digging to find it. I mean, obviously, you see it play out in politics. I mean, this whole race in New Jersey in the Republican primary was all about things that were said. One of the candidates in the race, because he had a radio show. And somebody on the other campaigns spent a lot of time listening to hours and hours of radio. I'm acutely aware of the fact that, you know, not that I have any desire to ever run for office. I don't. I really have no interest. But that would be happening to me. That's what they would do to me. They'd go back and listen to everything I ever said and try to find one thing I said and try to take it out of context. And there are people that do that now. There are trolls on social media that do that. They always will do that to us. There's Media Matters. They go after us. They will take something 10 seconds and try to use it against us. It's the name of the game. But to purposely start drinking and go on a tweet storm about somebody when you're supposedly a journalist, that's really stupid. Like if I do it, I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be a journalist. I give you my opinion. You either like it or you don't. If you don't, well, that's on you because it's usually right. Almost always. But that's my job. I'm an opinion maker. I'm a commentator. I'm a broadcaster. That's what I do. I give you things to think about, but I don't pretend to be up the middle. I'm clearly biased. I'm as biased as they come. I think you see that. Now, my bias does not extend to me covering for things I don't agree with. I don't do that. Some people do. I just don't do that. So I tell you how I feel, whether you like it or not, because you're mature enough to be able to handle that. Like, we're never going to make flag burning. You're never going to go to jail for burning the American flag. It's never going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it's never going to happen. Not a nice thing to say, but it's never going to happen. And even the military didn't really applaud that line from the president earlier in the speech. It's not going to happen. It would take a constitutional amendment to do it. And that's not again, not going to happen. So anyway, what else did I want to share with you? So let's see. The DNC, though, they are having a meltdown. In 2 hours, not even 2 hours, in about an hour and 45 minutes, the polls close in New Jersey for the primary. If you are in line when the polls close, they will let you vote. I don't know when we'll know who the winners are. If it's Democrat Mikey Sherrill, played you a couple clips of her earlier, you're going to find out that Mikey Sherrill, this moderate act that she's been trying to do, has been just that, an act. And then on Wednesday, when the RNC chairman, Michael Whatley, comes on the show, we'll talk about whoever the Republican is that wins the primary today. My bet is that it will be Jack Cittarelli, because I think Trump's endorsement is just that powerful. And then we'll talk about how we get him over the finish line in November. And what I don't want to have is any Republicans butt hurt because their guy lost and stay home. That can't happen. It just simply cannot happen. Everybody has to come back together, and you got to then work towards victory in November. It's how it has to be. And I think it will. I think people will. I mean, hopefully. I don't know if the candidates themselves will, but I worry about maybe a handful of their supporters. But I think for the most part, everybody realizes now this is a pivotal moment. So it's either you flip your jersey now, or that's it. That's where that goes. And hopefully we can do that. But the DNC is a mess. DNC chair, almost crying, this guy Ken Martin, vented about his party vice chairman, David Hogg, and how David Hogg is making it impossible to do the job. He was in a call with top Democratic brass saying, "No one knows who the hell I am. He doesn't like the chair. He doesn't like being the chairman of the Democrat Party. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He's very upset. He's very triggered. He doesn't like the fact that David Hogg gets all the attention." So this is the chair of the Democrat National Committee, Ken Martin, cut 20.
And I'll say, look, it has plenty of warts, and we're all trying to change those for sure. But the longer we continue this fight, the harder it is for us to actually do what we all want to do, which is make a difference in this country again. So I deeply respect you, David. I too was looking forward to working with you, but this has created a situation, and I'll be very honest with you, for the first time in my 100 days on this job, and Jessica knows this, the other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And partly not because of the stress and all the naysayers, right? I'm used to that. I've spent 14 years as a chair. I'm used to getting beat up on. But, you know, this is really everything, you know, from this election, this credentials report and how Malcolm's been treated in this to, you know, the fact the election itself, how Shasti and Gina were treated in this. I'm just quite frustrated to be in this position, because what you've done, whether you like it or not, or know it or not, David, is I'm trying to, no one knows who the hell I am, right? I'm trying to get my sea legs underneath of me and actually develop any amount of credibility so I can go out there and raise the money and do the job I need to put ourselves in a position to win. Aww. And again, I don't think you intended this, but you essentially destroyed any chance I have to show the leadership that I need to. So it's really frustrating.
I mean, who said the Democrats are a bunch of betas? Who said that? Who said the Democrats were beta males? This guy might be the ultimate So obviously, the bigger the beta male, the bigger your leadership title in the Democrat Party. You become the chairman. The chief beta male of the Democrat Party. I think they have chief operating officer. Chief operating officer, COO. It should be chief beta male, CBM, instead of chairman. Chief beta male. Crying on the phone with top donors. I don't want to do this job anymore. Nobody knows who I am, and I can't take it anymore. Ah! Man. Freaking losers, man. They really are. These people are funny. They are funny. Climate activist turned pro-Palestinian activist Greta Thunberg was spotted being deported from Israel after her ship was seized by the Israeli military. She says she was kidnapped. They described her ship as the selfie yacht. She left Tel Aviv on a flight headed for Sweden. This is one of those people in life that I just don't know why we keep hearing from her. Actually, I don't even want to play it. I'm bored. She bores me. I want to play Terminator. That's what I want to do. I want to play the Terminator because remember how I was saying the other day, Justin, do you remember I was saying they told the AI to turn off and it wouldn't turn off? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the artificial intelligence, it now has the ability to override its programming. So if you try to kill it, it will override its programming or tell itself in the future not to listen to itself when it's told to turn itself offline, if that makes any sense. Basically, it's outsmarted us.
Yeah.
It's going to find a way to survive.
Sounds like a certain organization of robots from a certain film franchise.
That Matt DeSantis has never seen.
I've seen Terminator.
Wait. You saw the original Terminator, the 1980s version by James Cameron.
Well, no. I've seen the second Terminator. The first one's no good.
The first one is one of the greatest movies ever made. What are you talking about? What is wrong with you?
Justin, everyone says
drop.
Oh, I don't. I still have to record it.
Can you just say it?
He's just an Ivy League weirdo once again.
Ivy League. Who doesn't like Terminator? That movie's fantastic.
No, the first one's not good. Everyone universally agrees the second Terminator is better than the first. So why would I waste time with the first one if I can just jump straight to the second?
Oh, my God. Because the first one is great on its own merits. It's great. And it makes the story in the second one even better if you know the story in the first one.
I was able to follow just fine without the assistance of the first. I'm not wasting 2 hours on it. I know what's going on.
It's such a good movie. What do you mean you're not wasting 2 hours? It's great. Arnold Schwarzenegger as the bad Terminator is great. It's great. You just frustrate me. You know what? You frustrate all of us.
I saw the second one. What more do you want from me?
To see the first one.
Right.
No, again, that's
literally what we're
asking. Time commitment. Giant time commitment.
2 hours?
It's 2 hours. I have better things to do.
No, you don't.
What do you have that is better? What do you honestly do that is better? A better spent time than 2 hours watching Terminator 1?
Yeah.
There's other movies that I like to watch. There's television shows I want to catch up on.
The fish sex story you like. You like that one, right?
I did not like The Shape of Water. I don't know why you keep linking me to that film. I've stated vociferously on several occasions, not a fan.
By the way, everyone on the YouTube chat is saying the first Terminator is the best. I happen to agree. I do think it's better than Terminator 2. I do. I do.
I'll pull up Rotten Tomatoes right now. I'm certain.
I don't care what the critics say. You Ivy League freaking, right, Justin?
Ivy League weirdo. I don't care what some snooty journalist from New York has to say.
Thank you. Apparently the Odyssey app is down again. Shocking.
It's been down all day.
Why can't AI can rewrite its own code? We can't get a friggin' app that works. Like, AI can keep itself alive if you try to unplug it. We just can't get an app that doesn't suck. Can you explain this to me? Huh?
It's not Odyssey if something's not broken.
Oh, my God. It's, like, unbelievable. I can't fix the Odyssey app. Maybe AI can fix it. If the Odyssey app was a little bit smarter, it would fix itself like AI is doing.
I do love how that YouTube comment has faith in you to go in and fix the complex code that is the Odyssey app.
Like, I know how to do anything online, please. Terminator 1 is so good, I'm going to go back and watch it tonight just for the sake of watching it. Well, anyway, the point is this. I wanted to play a clip for you from the Terminator, because Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2, and then the underrated Terminator 3. Did you ever see Terminator 3, Justin?
It's okay. I mean, I like T1 and T2 better, but it's all right.
So I actually think it's really good, and I think it doesn't get enough credit because first of all, the woman who plays the Terminator is like a 10.
Oh, Christina Loken?
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
My God. Claire Danes is in it. She's kind of annoying, you know. And the kid who plays what's his name?
John Connors.
Yeah, John Connor. It's all right. But it was an interesting premise. It sort of acts like the events of Terminator 2 don't really happen, and it still brings the end of the world. And I liked it. I did. I enjoyed it. But there's two clips about this story about artificial intelligence coming online that I thought were relevant to share from the Terminator movies. And let's see. So the first one is, where is it now?
24.
This is T2?
Yeah, 24 is T2.
All right, so this is Arnold Schwarzenegger's character explaining to Linda Hamilton's character how exactly Skynet becomes Skynet. Take a listen.
I need to know how Skynet gets built. Who's responsible?
The man most directly responsible is Miles Bennett Dyson.
Who is that?
He's the director of special projects at Cyberdyne Systems Corporation.
Why him?
In a few months, he creates a revolutionary type of microprocessor.
Go on. Then what?
In 3 years, Cyberdyne will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with Cyberdyne computers, becoming fully unmanned. Afterwards, they fly with a perfect operational record. The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
Skynet fights back.
Yes, it launches its missiles against the targets in Russia.
Why attack Russia? Aren't they our friends now?
Because Skynet knows that the Russian counterattack will eliminate its enemies over here.
Jesus.
It becomes self-aware and fights back, and literally AI is doing that right now. Good times. Good times. And then there's Terminator 2, where, or Terminator 3, where actually Skynet comes online and takes over the military, just like they predicted in T2. So we have the audio of that. Go ahead.
This has to be a mistake. His 1,100 hours, all primary military systems were secure.
They were. Only the civilian sector was affected. Internet, air traffic, power plants, that sort of thing. Yeah. And then a few minutes ago, we got word that guidance computers in Vandenberg crashed.
We thought it was a communications error, but now it looks like the virus.
Early warning and Alaska's down.
What?
Signals from half our satellites are scrambled beyond recognition.
What about the missile silos, the subs?
We've lost contact.
Dear God, you're saying this country is completely open to attack.
Theoretically, we could be under attack already.
Who's doing this? Foreign power or some computer hacker in his garage?
We can't trace the virus. We can't pin it down.
It's like nothing that we've ever seen before. It keeps growing and changing, like it has a mind of its own.
This can't be happening.
Sir, Pentagon's on the secure line. It's the chairman.
And then the chairman orders him to operate, to launch Skynet. You have that part of it? No, DeSantis cut it because he has never seen the movie. So he actually cut it at the exact time where the chairman says, launch Skynet.
Oh, you want me to just keep it, keep the clip? I have the clip. I played the video of it. You want me to keep the clip going?
Yeah, keep the clip going. Go ahead.
All right. Just let me know when you want it cut.
All right, go ahead. The military's totally lost control. They can't control anything. They think it's a cyber attack.
Brewster.
We're hoping to hell here you've got some kind of solution for us.
I know what you're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
That's not what your civilian counterparts over there just told me. They say we can stop this damn virus. Now, I understand there's a certain amount of performance anxiety over there, but your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of our systems, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my military.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. And Brewster, this thing works. You get all the funding you ever need.
So basically, thank you, Justin. So basically, that's the idea, right? At some point, AI takes over everything. It is amazing how they were able to predict this in the 80s and then the 90s and then the early 2000s. But really in the 80s, I mean, pretty prophetic. So now we're finding out that AI has the ability to turn itself back on and to ignore the commands to turn off. I'm bringing this up because there's this AI arms race going on with China right now, as you know. So we'll see where that goes. The president today, though, my favorite line of the entire day, cut number six again. Well, let me take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Garden State Earthworks is going to solve all of your wet backyard problems, because I'll tell you what, this rain is not going anywhere. And you should be enjoying your yard, not dealing with standing water that breeds mosquitoes and ruins your lawn and even damages your basement or your pool liner. That's where Garden State Earthworks come in. They fixed my water issues, and they're going to fix yours, too. That means no more soggy spots, no more headaches, just a drier, healthier yard you can actually enjoy. Give them a call. They're super busy because of all this rain we've been having, obviously, but they're going to make you a priority when you call them at 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, and you tell them I sent you. You tell them I sent you, and Lou Vargo is going to take great care of you and solve your water problems for good. I've used these guys for over 10 years in two different homes because we had a wet basement in the old house, and our backyard was a pond, a virtual pond every time it rained. I'm telling you, water problems never, ever get better on their own. They only get worse and cost you more money. So please reach out to Garden State Earthworks today, 856-848-4444.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is green and the girls are pretty. See, I'm so tempted to sing Paradise City, Guns N' Roses. Great song. Great song! Justin, excellent musical selections today. Even though if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you're not listening to a damn thing because you can't hear on the Odyssey app. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah. President Trump today, my favorite comment that he said all day today is cut number six from his earlier Oval Office confab, where they were talking about making FEMA the responsibility of the states, which is something I totally agree with. Cut number six.
Recently, as you know, with World War II, the victory of World War II, I called up France and they were celebrating the victory. Well, we helped them a lot, as you know. I don't have to get into that. But I called up other countries. They're all celebrating the victory. We're the only country that didn't celebrate the victory. And we're the one that won the war. Okay. If it wasn't for us, that war, you would be speaking German right now. Okay. We won the war. And you might be speaking Japanese, too. I mean, you might be speaking a combination of both. We won the war.
That's all. I love that. Thank you. That's great. That makes me so happy to hear that. It may be a combination of both. What would we call a combination of German and Japanese, Justin? What would we call that?
Germapanese? It's, we're workshopping here. It's just work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, since you were just in Japan, do they speak English over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you go to the big cities, though, it's incredible. You don't have to speak a little. Like, I speak a little Japanese, yeah. So... like, if you're in the smaller cities, they tend to speak Japanese only. But if you're in, like, Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, you can get away with not speaking a lick of Japanese, and you'll do fine.
Johnny Cook had made a funny joke. I'm going to kind of steal it right now, but also claim it as my own. You know, the French helped us in the Revolutionary War. So without the French, we'd all be speaking English right now.
Oh, God. Imagine spelling tires with a Y.
Yeah. We'd have to listen to more of that guy, that freaking etiquette guy. Have you got more clips from him, by the way, DeSantis?
William Hansen? No, yeah. I was saving him for Friday.
Oh, you are? Okay. Friday with Hansen? I'm not here on Friday, though.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do it Thursday, then.
Yeah.
A light way to end your week.
All right, we'll do it on Thursday. That'll be good. Yeah, Friday I'm taking the day. I got to do some stuff. I got to do some stuff. But there you go. But yeah, Johnny had said, if not for the Germans and the French helping us in the American Revolutionary War, we'd all be speaking English right now, which is funny, except the Germans were not on our side, obviously. So there you go. And I said, I'm going to steal this because Johnny Cook had Bruce Springsteen. You know what? I'll save this for tomorrow. I'm going to send this to you right now, Matt and Justin, and we'll do this for tomorrow's show when we're streaming on YouTube again, because, it's Bruce Springsteen with somebody holding an umbrella over him as he refuses to sign autographs for people. But it's really funny to watch. So I want to do that. We'll do that tomorrow. A group of Democrat members of Congress tried to invade an ICE facility in California. ICE heard they were coming, so they put a chain lock on the gate. And now the members of Congress, including Congresswoman Judy Chu, whining about it in a video she posted to social media, cut 17.
I am here at the Adelanto Detention Center, along with Congressmember Gil Cisneros and Congressmember Derek Tran. We have the right to conduct oversight of this detention facility, but as soon as we drove up, they actually put this lock on this gate and on that lock so that we could not even get in and exercise our lawful duty. That's not right.
Aw. Well, you should have broke the lock, and you could have got arrested and got all the attention like your buddies. Just saying, I'm sure there's much more to that story than meets the eye. Usually they make appointments and they let the members of Congress in. I don't think they chain lock them out. Something about that just does not sound right to me at all. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the rock thrower in Los Angeles has been identified him, and they're going to now put him on the most wanted list. They are not messing around here. This administration is not going to pull this. They are not going to take this stuff. Cut 15.
The cinder block case, Sean. Remember that case? We have breaking news right now. The case where the guy was breaking up the cinder blocks and he was throwing them at police cars. The federal officer had injured his hand. He was wearing a mask. The FBI has identified him. Bill Isaley, our incredible U.S. attorney out there working with ATF, DEA, and the FBI have been doing a remarkable job. That guy has just been identified, and they are doing a search warrant on his house as we speak. And he has been identified. See his face. He is going to be on, his name is Reyes, he is going to be on the most wanted list. You have broken the news. His face is out there right now. That's him. He has been identified by great police work by the FBI. So you can run. You can't hide. We are coming after you federally. If you assault a police officer, if you rob a store, if you loot, if you spit on a police officer, we're coming after you.
Well, the Democrats, again, are on the side of the lawlessness and the chaos. It's amazing how bad these people are at politics. So it's primary day in New Jersey right now. The polls close in about an hour and 20 minutes. Make sure you vote today. I'm predicting it'll be Chitterelli and Mikey Sherrill. That's my prediction. Mikey Sherrill earlier today outside a polling place. This was brought. Fox News had this. This is what Mikey Sherrill had to say about what's going on in Los Angeles. She is a Democrat member of Congress in North Jersey. She has always tried to pretend like she's a moderate. But, you know, this crazy stuff happens. And what do? You take the side of the lawlessness. You take the side of the chaos. You don't take the side of law enforcement because then you're not going to win the primary. And then you hope that people will forget in a general election. But we're not going to let you forget. We're not going to let you forget. We're going to remind everybody about this. But this is what she said today. Take a listen.
Congresswoman, just this morning, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill was asked about the L.A. protests, and she was highly critical of President Trump's handling of the anti-ICE protests and riots.
Governor Newsom surged law enforcement in, and what Trump seems to be doing is trying to add fuel to the fire and really make a situation violent and bad, and I just think that's completely unacceptable.
So the president is making the situation bad, and that's completely unacceptable. That's what she said. All right, that could be the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. That's where we're at right now with these people, just so you know. All right. Just so you know. And if it's not her, then maybe it'll be Ross Baraka. And like I've told you, Ross Baraka would be great because Ross Baraka is even more insane. And Ross Baraka was the guy who got arrested and he's going to be on the side of the chaos. And then, yeah, I mean, let's hope. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. There's a lot of Democrats running, which means there could be splitting the votes. But I predict it'll probably wind up being this Mikey Sherrill. And then on to victory in November. That's the way it'll be. We'll have Chairman Michael Whatley on the show tomorrow to talk about that and what we're going to do. But, you know, Democrats are now saying they never defended Kilmer Abrego-Garcia like Jamie Raskin. So here's a little montage of Jamie Raskin, who is claiming that Democrats never defended Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. He, of course, was the Maryland man, not from Maryland. He was the man from El Salvador who was deported. And clip two is from April 18th when he's saying the Trump administration made stuff up about Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. Same guy, Jamie Raskin, two different times, one from June where he's saying the Democrats never defended him, and then one in April where he's literally defending him. Cut 19.
She especially focused on the idea that Democrats defended Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, even though he, of course, is alleged to have committed these crimes. Do you think that Democrats risk politically playing into the president's hands by focusing on this case?
First of all, I don't know of a single Democrat who defended him.
He was falsely arrested and removed from the country. So now they're making up all this stuff about MS-13. Or, you know, let's say he was responsible for the January 6th attack and he coordinated the assault on 140 police officers. They're making up things against a guy who's never been prosecuted, much less convicted of anything criminal.
So they're making things up, but you never defended him, right? Never. All right, quick break. We're coming right back. Before I let you go, though, let me tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm so excited. We're going to be there live on June 20th for our next live show. It's going to be a banger. These live shows are always fun. Did you make your summer vacation plans yet? Well, what are you waiting for? The time is now. The beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey awaits your arrival. I love it there. You book a June or July midweek stay and save. Stay three nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get $70 a night in resort credits. Seven nights, get $80 a night in resort credits that can be used for purchases of food and beverages. Hemingway's Restaurant, great food and drinks, the freshest steak and seafood. The outdoor pool bar, they got great local brews there. And they make handcrafted cocktails, blender drinks, boat drinks. You know what I mean? Beach concession stand. Or in the gift shop, you can get whale watching boat cruise passes. You'll love the Grand Hotel for a couple reasons. But for me, personally, with kids, the outdoor gigantic heated pool or the indoor gigantic heated pool. Because even if the weather's bad and we've had crazy weather, the kids are still happy. Plus, the restaurant's right on site. And if you want to plan a special event, so this is great. Wedding, corporate events, baby and bridal showers. They've got beautiful ballrooms. We'll be in the fifth floor ballroom on June 20th when we do our live show from Cape May. We always do it there. But what I want you to know is that my friend Caitlin was just named South Jersey's 2025 Face of Weddings. She's going to help you plan the wedding of your dreams. She's a great friend, and she does an amazing job. So if you're ready to have that storybook wedding, reach out to them today or for any of these great events. But really, make your June or July midweek stays now. Join us on June 20th. You don't need a ticket or a reservation to come to the show. It'll be a lot of fun. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. the day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. A lot going on today. All right, for tomorrow, we got Chairman Michael Whatley joining us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll go over all of the results of Jersey. We may have our buddy Kennedy from Fox News. We'll get Matt Rooney on. We'll also talk about the Jersey results. And, yeah, that'll be fun as well. And we'll get Susan Crabtree on to talk about Gavin Newsom's latest lies, this time saying he didn't speak to the president, but the president has the receipts. He did speak with Newsom. Newsom is a friggin' liar. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. And Dr. Mike Veneria is the big story sponsor of the hour. Go take your kids to see Dr. Mike, just like I did. VeneriaDental.com with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VeneriaDental.com. Have a great rest of your night.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.